Good morning. High pressure gave way overnight, and a south-southeasterly wind brought in a bunch of moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean in the form of cloud cover this morning. And we're waking up with cloudy skies and temperatures in the 30s and 40s across interior New York and New England. Generally speaking, it's dry across the region, but that will change as a developing low-pressure wave tracks through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. A warm front will approach from the Ohio Valley, touching off showers this afternoon, which will last into the evening hours. Temperatures will struggle despite the south wind and mainly be in the 50s for afternoon highs. Showers will continue into the evening hours before they lift to the north and east along with the warm front. Skies will remain mostly cloudy with areas of fog developing overnight and lows back into the mid-40s. That system will pass off to our east tomorrow and we'll be left with generally dry weather for the day on Thursday. We'll have a lot of clouds around, but enough breaks of sunshine to push us back into the mid-60s. Another disturbance moving in from the west will produce thickening clouds on Thursday evening and a good chance of rain overnight Thursday night. Some of the rain could fall heavily at times. Bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder are possible through early Friday morning. Although this system is moving relatively quickly, so right now it looks like the chance of steady rain will end early Friday with just a few scattered showers through lunchtime and drier weather for the second half of the day. High temperatures on Friday will make it into the lower 60s. High pressure will build in behind this system on Friday night, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a dry start to the weekend on Saturday, although highs will be back into the upper 50s. A disturbance out of the Tennessee Valley will head toward the mid-Atlantic coast on Sunday. Still some question as to how close this system will come to us. Clouds will increase during the day Sunday, and there is the chance if the system arrives soon enough that we could see some rain by the end of the day Sunday, with highs staying in the 50s. It looks dry for the early part of next week behind this disturbance, with more sunshine Monday and Tuesday and highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of Iowa and far southwest Wisconsin. An upper-level trough will amplify and move eastward across the central and northern plains today, while a cold front advances southeastward across the region. Dew points in the lower to mid-60s and low-level convergence along the front should initiate convection in western Iowa and far southeast Nebraska, expanding eastward across southern and central Iowa during the evening. Strong deep layer shear is expected, favorable for supercells and large hail. In addition, strong directional shear suggests tornadoes will also be possible. Wind damage may also occur with these supercells and Boeing line segments through the evening. And a non-tropical low-pressure system is located over the central Atlantic Ocean, more than 700 miles southwest of the Azores. Showers and thunderstorms have become a little better organized since yesterday, and winds near gale force have developed northeast through the southeastern parts of the well-defined center. This system still has the opportunity to become a subtropical cyclone during the next day or so before it becomes absorbed by a larger extratropical cyclone tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 34, 63% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 13 gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.45 inches, and it is beginning to fall. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, windy, lower to mid-50s, Boston partly sunny, breezy, near 50, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with showers and highs near 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low, 40, the average temperature, 49. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 1.87 inches for the month and 11.92 inches for the year, which is 1.99 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 92, set in 1976 and the record low 18 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:42 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today, with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Showers this evening and cloudy, with areas of fog overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. More showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. Showers tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. Showers tonight with lows in the mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine, increasing clouds again though, milder mid-60s, rain Thursday night and Friday morning, possibly a thunderstorm, then mostly cloudy with improving weather Friday afternoon, lower 60s, a mix of sun and clouds upper 50s Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain Sunday, mid to upper 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.